AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama traveling in Africa is wading into the squabbling among Republican presidential candidates, saying political attacks from Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, and Ted Cruz would be ridiculous if they weren't so sad.
The American people deserve better. Certainly presidential debates deserve better.
Over the weekend, Huckabee accused the president of signing on to a nuclear deal that would
take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven.
A reference to the Holocaust, referring to that nuclear deal with Iran, Mike Huckabee told the Sirius XM Patriot Channel,
I read the entire thing. We gave away the whole farm. It's got to be stopped.
The president suggests that perhaps this tough talk is an effort to get attention in a crowded Republican race, or even an attempt to elbow Donald Trump out of the race. Some pundits are speculating that Trump might run as a third-party candidate because he's not getting the attention he wants from the Republican Party leaders. But this morning, the GOP National Committee Chair, Reince Priebus, said he doesn't see that happening. Boston is trying to win the right to host the 2024 Olympics, but today, Mayor Marty Walsh said he will not sign any document that puts $1 of taxpayer money on the line for even one penny of overruns on the Olympics, as he put it. Governor Charlie Baker has been meeting with the U.S. Olympic Committee. Eight prisoners have been injured in stabbings at a prison in Northwest Tennessee recently among tensions between gang members, and there's a shortage of correctional officers there. All of this happened Friday at the Northwest Correctional Complex in Tiptonville. The state correction-run prison has been put on lockdown. The Dow is down 104 points. This is AP Radio News. Have you seen Ant-Man yet? AP Entertainment correspondent Jamie Fryer takes us to the movies.
You're just a thief!
No, I'm Ant-Man.
I know. Wasn't my idea.
Ant-Man is still standing tall. Paul Rudd's turn as a tiny superhero stays number one for a second weekend, bringing its total to more than $106 million.
We got this. If we don't, the world ends.
Adam Sandler's end-of-the-world comedy Pixels opens in a close second this weekend. The animated Minions is third, followed by the comedy Trainwreck. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The Baseball Hall of Fame has inducted its latest members in a ceremony in Cooperstown, New York. The class of 2015 includes Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, and Craig Biggio. 40,000 fans were there to watch, as were 49 Hall of Famers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.